local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we welcome you into a final hour of the week. It is 6:12 here on a Friday. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your evening, wherever it is that you're going, wherever you are doing. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 262-6111. Looking at our top three stories on a busy Friday, a global cyber outage affecting airlines, banks, businesses all over the globe.
I'm just kind of removed myself from the equation and just going to go back home, because by the time they get it rebooked, and it would probably be later, and I'll miss everything.
One of just thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people stranded at airports all over the globe today. The issue triggered by a software update from CrowdStrike cybersecurity firm. The CEO of the company says that they were actively working with customers globally. A fix was deployed. George Kurtz added that this is not a security incident or a cyber attack. The CrowdStrike software update was apparently causing Microsoft Windows to crash and display the blue screen of death. Members of President Biden's family have reportedly started discussing a possible plan to exit the race for the White House. NBC News citing two people familiar with the discussions. The sources say the talks have focused on any exit plan that puts the Democratic Party in the best position to defeat Trump while also honoring Biden's decades of public service. Biden has faced growing calls to step aside. Multiple reports have claimed a decision could come in the next few days. And the Republican National Convention now in the rearview mirror following Donald Trump's first major speech since Saturday's failed assassination attempt.
Anytime you're speaking to a group, you consider the audience. And I think the audience there and in Milwaukee expected President Trump to do exactly what he did.
And Trump spent the vast majority of the first 30, 45 minutes or so of his speech detailing the moment a shooter opened fire on him, talking about what was going through his mind, his reasoning for raising his fist to the air, pumping him with the fight. Of course, a lot of adrenaline. He says he wanted to let his supporters know that he was okay. His speech, noticeably softer and slower than usual, also calling for an end to political division and urged Americans to unite. Of course, Austin, this is something we talked about last hour, was, Trump is typically in his speeches and public displays very bombastic, and he likes to throw around the nicknames Sleepy Joe, Ron DeSanctimonious, all those.
Right.
Did not hear much of that. Very more measured, polished, at least from what I saw. I did see some social media chatter, mainly from Democrats, but talking about towards the second half of his speech, he seemed to ramble a lot more, things like that. But overall, I think Republicans have to be very happy with how the week went in Milwaukee.
It says here on an Axios article, it says, the new Donald Trump soothed and silenced the nation for 28 minutes last night. Then the old Trump returned and bellowed, barked, and bored America for 64 minutes more.
Okay.
That is what it says on one perspective.
Yeah. And I've seen some of that as well. But I know that's something my wife and I were talking about, was how, and you wonder how much of that, because of course he was detailing his experience of being centimeters away from being dead.
From death, yeah.
And you just wonder in the long term how it's going to affect him, because it did and it will. Maybe glimpses of that yesterday, but maybe that was just in the moment. And so we'll see. Austin, how are the roads looking?
Well, we've only got a few spots of note currently, and none of them are too severe. The worst area is going to be Garden Street. This is if you're traveling east or westbound towards Palafox Street. Also on Palafox Street itself, if you're traveling northbound towards Jordan Street. And then we may have a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much going on at this time.
All right, here's Alan with the forecast.
There's a high chance for rain as we head through the weekend. Look for that rain chance to be at least at 70%. And again, on Saturday morning, that's when showers are most likely. So as we head through the weekend, a lot of cloud cover in the skies and a chance for a shower storm really to pop up at about any time. Now, with some sunshine, we'll see a high up around 90. Otherwise, temps will be held into the 80s and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Some of our local headlines today. Escambia County Circuit Court Judge Jan Shackelford this week entering an order that mandates the city of Pensacola return to certain customers of Pensacola Energy millions of improperly charged franchise fees that go back to August of 2011. This ruling came from a class action suit that was filed in 2015. According to the order, the city is obligated to return between $18 and $20 million. Also, the city ordered to cease further efforts to charge the franchise fees. The mandate applies to all Pensacola Energy customers located within city limits. So that is a big story there. Channel 3 had a report during the top of the hour about a drone that was dangerously close to the Blue Angels trying to get a vantage point of their buzzing the Pensacola Beach above them. And the video looks like it was really close to the F-18s, and Channel 3 was talking to some local pilots about that, saying the FAA is going to be investigating the circumstances around that. I just hope that the Blue Angels will consider this as a one-off, you know, say, hey, like, we can't be doing that, and that they don't have to do away from what's become one of our, certainly in this area, favorite traditions of when the Blue Angels return from a weekend show. You know, they fly over downtown, they go out to the beach on their way back to NAS Pensacola. I hope that they don't come out and say, hey, due to safety concerns and drones flying, we are going to have to just go straight back to the base. I hope that is the case, but let's not have idiots flying drones, a few feet above the Blue Angels when they fly back in. That would be a good change there. Mm. 6:19, we'll take a break, looking at state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next Clerk of Court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my Chief Deputy Clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next Clerk of Court and Comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Wedding Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends downtown for another gallery night. This month's theme is Chalk Walk on Palafox. See gallerynightpensacola.org for more info. The Perdido Key Fishing Rodeo is Friday through Sunday. Weigh-ins are at 2 to 5 each day with raffle drawings and awards beginning at 5 at and around Entertainer Bait and Tackle on Perdido Key Drive. See perdidochamber.com for more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Golly, can you please?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you didn't realize the mic was on, huh? Was that it?
I was just in a groove there.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Occasionally, I'll find a song that we get an impromptu cover from Joe on.
Yeah.
All right. Getting another.
I think the folks appreciate it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they do. Getting another quick check of the roads and weather here. We do have some backup still on Garden Street. This is going to be if you're traveling east or westbound towards Palafox. Also on Palafox itself, if you're traveling southbound towards Garden, or traveling northbound coming from Garden, and then a bit further north as you approach Jordan Street. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up.
The rain chance continues to be quite high as we head into the weekend, and it looks like Saturday morning, showers and thunderstorms likely spreading across the area. So the rain chance is up there around 70-80% both on Saturday and Sunday. Lots of clouds in the skies, but if we do end up with some sunshine, we'll end up with some warmer temps. Could get up around 90 degrees, otherwise temps will be held into the 80s. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first morning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. Looking at our state headlines today, Florida's unemployment rate holding steady for a third month in a row. The Florida Commerce says state's jobless rate was 3.3% in June. That's unchanged from April and May. There were 361,000 jobless Floridians out of a labor force of about 11.1 million workers.
And Florida's trying to restrict treatments for people with gender dysphoria while a legal battle continues. A state attorney submitted a motion to a federal appeals court earlier this week against a ruling issued by U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle last month. The judge's decision blocked a 2023 law that prevented children from receiving transgender treatments like puberty blockers, hormone therapies, you know, so on and so forth. The measure would have also made it more difficult for adults to receive similar care. The state is now asking the court to allow the restriction to take effect while their initial appeal of Hinkle's ruling plays out.
Heavy machinery designed to help send humans on a trip around the moon is heading to Florida's Space Coast. The biggest piece of NASA's Space Launch System rocket started its 900-mile journey from New Orleans to the Kennedy Space Center. The equipment is part of the upcoming Artemis II mission, which is scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral no earlier than September of next year. The flight hardware is scheduled to arrive early next week. I would imagine that would involve several of the wide load escorts slowly moving their way through our area at some point. I don't know if that would have already happened, but
let me ask you, are you talking about those those trucks that are escorting like those giant white things? Is that what you're talking about?
That's the visual, but not necessarily like I don't know what is usually on those things, but that would be the idea that I would have if NASA is moving giant pieces of a rocket
right
from New Orleans to Kennedy. Well, I mean, I-10 is how they're going to do it.
Yeah, well, because the reason why I'm asking is I've seen like that a few times before, but like this,
yeah, well,
this huge thing is being escorted. I'm like, is that what that's for?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen mobile homes on those things. I've seen wind turbine parts or what are they called? The windmills?
If you're talking about the giant white ones, those are turbines, yeah.
Yeah. So that's the visual that I would have.
All right.
But I would imagine that would be a pretty slow drive.
Yes, that would be grueling.
Hope the driver is getting paid handsomely.
The Tampa Bay Rays are closer to securing their future for generations to come. That's what principal owner Stu Sternberg said yesterday after the St. Petersburg City Council voted for a new stadium. Sternberg says that the vote is a significant milestone for the city, the county, the region, the Rays, and their fans.
All right, national news now. Funeral services held today for the Pennsylvania man killed at Donald Trump's rally. Former Buffalo Township Volunteer Fire Company Chief Corey Comprator died while shielding his family from the bullets. A private service follows a public visitation on Thursday. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich will spend nearly two decades behind bars in Russia. Russian court sentenced Gershkovich to 16 years after he was found guilty of espionage. He has denied any wrongdoing. The Wall Street Journal has called the case a sham. The U.S. government says Gershkovich was wrongfully detained and condemned the charges. The director of Secret Service will be facing Congress Monday. Director Kimberly Cheadle testifying before lawmakers for the first time since the assassination attempt. She'll no doubt be grilled about reported failures by the agency at the event. Cheadle has refused calls to resign thus far. In Oregon, firefighters being pushed to their limits by the number of fires that continue to burn.
Wildland firefighting resources have been working around the clock to detect fires early and put them out as quickly as possible.
There are two mega fires burning in southeastern Oregon, and the weather's doing no favors. The state extremely dry, hot temperatures are continued to be expected. State of Alabama executing its third death row inmate this year. 64-year-old Keith Gavin put to death by lethal injection last night at the Holman Correctional Facility. He was convicted in 1999 of fatally shooting a delivery driver who had stopped to get money from an ATM. And a rough week on Wall Street, stock sliding again. Investors selling off tech shares. The Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 377 points to 4,287. S&P 500 down 39 to 5,505. NASDAQ dropped 144 to 17,726. 6:30 right now, Fox News Update. We're back with sports, health, business, science, pop culture, and entertainment as we wind down on another week.
I'm Tom Rigotti. There are now over 30 Democrats calling on President Biden to drop out of the presidential race, Fox's Jack Callahan reports.
California Representative Zoe Lofgren is among the latest to urge the president to end his campaign for re-election, writing in a letter to the president, "Your candidacy is on a trajectory to lose the White House and potentially impact crucial House and Senate races down ballot."
For now, the Biden campaign says he's staying in the race. A global tech outage caused by a software glitch is affecting hospitals, flights, and consumers. Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu has more.
It's not just corporate America. 911 call centers are disrupted in states like Alaska, Virginia, and Iowa. Shipments to ports in Los Angeles and Long Beach interrupted. And Portland, Oregon has declared a state of emergency.
The problem caused by a faulty software update. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Stocks took a tumble today on the heels of global disturbances to commerce from what experts are calling possibly the largest IT outage in history. The Dow fell 377 points, while the S&P 500 dropped nearly 40, and the NASDAQ composite went down 144. And as a result, experts are saying the global computer outage caused by CrowdStrike Holdings is hitting their chief executive, George Kurtz, in the wallet as shares of that company tumbled more than 11% today. Today's sell-off has reportedly reduced Kurtz's holding by $42.6 million. Reports are now surfacing that Netflix is phasing out its $12 ad-free subscription plan in the U.S. Subscribers currently on that plan will have to choose a new membership at either $16 or $23. Affected customers will be notified through email starting today. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Silent Guard Brakes. This is what former NFL MVP Rich Gannon told me about Devontae Adams' future.
I don't think he's going anywhere. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. I think it'd be crazy to follow his buddy, who's going to be 41 this year, to New York. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to play 10 games, 12 games, 17 games.
Even with that being said, as long as Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy in 2024, I think Devontae forces his way to the Jets next season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Feed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, the Republican National Convention. That's right, in Milwaukee. I'm on location covering all of it, the speeches, the smells, the sights, the sounds, the pepper spray. That's right, you can be listening every morning. We're going to be doing reports and interviews about the convention and still covering all of the local news from Milwaukee. But that's right, at the RNC all week, the Pensacola Morning News, and you can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. All right, so we've been dealing with some problems here and there closer to downtown Pensacola. We still do have some. This is going to be starting on, let's see, Gregory Street, or yes. No, Wright Street, forgive me, Wright Street. If you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we've got some backups there. And then it bleeds onto Palafox all the way down to Garden Street, and then there's some on Garden Street itself. So Garden, if you're traveling east or westbound towards Palafox, Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Wright, and then a little bit on Wright if you are traveling east or west there. Outside of that little pocket of congestion, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time.
The rain chance continues to be quite high as we head into the weekend, and it looks like Saturday morning, showers and thunderstorms likely spreading across the area. So the rain chance is up there around 70-80%, both on Saturday and Sunday. Lots of clouds in the skies, but if we do end up with some sunshine, we'll end up with some warmer temps, could get up around 90 degrees, otherwise temps will be held into the 80s. Overnight lows will be in the 70s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Austin, what's happening in sports tonight?
Oh, geez, a little bit of everything, Joe. Quite a mixed bag here. Starting with golf, because we had that earlier today. Round two of the Open is now complete. Shane Lowry is in first place, shooting 7 under par. Behind him, it's a two-way tie between two Englishmen, Justin Rose and, how would you say that? Daniel Brown. Okay, I thought it said Denier. Anyway, I know how to say Daniel.
How would you pronounce that? D-A-N-I-A-L-B-R-O-W-N.
I'm looking at a slope here. I thought it said Denier. Daniel Brown. All righty. Daniel Brown and Justin Rose tied for second place, shooting 500. And after that, it's a three-way tie with Billy Horschel, an American, Dean Burmester, and another American, of course, Scottie Scheffler. Everybody knows that name. But yeah, so quite a tight race, but Shane Lowry holds a couple-stroke lead there. We also have some MLB scores to give you some updates on. So let's see. We've got the Marlins and Mets on ESPN+. The Marlins are up 1-0 in the bottom of the second. We also got the Braves and Cardinals. They are in a rain delay. That game had just gotten started. It's at the top of the first. They are tied at 0. And then Rays and Yankees tied at 0 as well in the bottom of the second. And keeping with the MLB theme, we've got the Pittsburgh Pirates rookie pitcher Paul Skenes already having his draft it says draft bonus record broken with the Cincinnati Reds signing pitcher Chase Burns. Burns, don't mean to brag, he is a Wake Forest product. He was the number 2 overall pick in the recent MLB draft, and his $9.25 million bonus beats out that of Skenes by $50,000. So congrats to Chase Burns there. And in the NFL, quite a frivolous lawsuit that we got here. A legal dispute between Lamar Jackson and Troy Aikman over reference to the number 8 is underway. For those who are not aware, Lamar Jackson wears number 8. Troy Aikman used to back in the 90s. Jackson has owned and applied for multiple trademarks regarding usage of the number, and his legal team argues that Aikman uses the word 8 within his own brand could cause confusion for the public. So two questions here. One, do you think this even manifests into something worthwhile, Joe?
I would say it already has because we're talking about it.
Yeah, but like legally, as far as like outcome, do you think there's going to be like any ground shaking?
I don't know because we're basically fighting over a number,
right? And it's not even the number; it's ways you use the number on merchandise.
So what is Troy trying? Because Lamar sued Troy, right?
Yeah, it's Lamar's team that's taking action.
All right,
here.
So what did Troy try to do?
Troy is like using the word, like in all caps, is how ESPN formatted it in their article. All caps 8.
Okay.
So I guess that word, the spelling of the number.
The number 8 spelled out.
Yes. Apparently, with Jackson having owned and applied for multiple trademarks regarding usage of the number, I guess, in multiple ways, his legal team is voicing concern over the use of 8 in Aikman's brand causing confusion for the public. Maybe, and I read the article earlier, essentially, okay, well, maybe they will buy Troy Aikman stuff thinking that it's Lamar Jackson stuff, and that confusion is so earth-shattering that we have to pursue legal.
I don't know, man. I think this is just a team of lawyers trying to rack up a lot of billable hours. I don't know. But I'll tell you what's going to be interesting if this thing is hanging out there for a while. At some point, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are going to be on a Monday Night Football game that Lamar Jackson's playing in.
And yeah, either this is not going to be mentioned at all, or there's going to be a joke.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Hey,
that
Troy,
a joke will be made
what?
About
who's that running out? I can't see his number. What is that?
yeah. If he says his name, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that guy. What number does he wear? All right, some college football notes here. So we hinted at this yesterday, and then we never shared it. Alabama football.
My bad.
Alabama football is going to be naming their field after Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Quite fitting there.
Sure.
I think they're going to do it on, I think it's September 7th. It's like a home game against USF, I think, when they make that honor official. Don't quote me on that, though. Also, today is the first full day of College Football 25. Joe and I have been squealing like girls at a Backstreet Boys concert over that.
Or Taylor Swift for more our younger crowd.
Yes, for the modern folk. Yes, Taylor Swift. And also, former Utah State football head coach Blake Anderson has been informed that he was fired for personally investigating a player's domestic violence arrest. That's according to ESPN. Anderson reportedly contacted both the girlfriend and roommate of the player in question, going on what he called a fact-finding mission. This comes after news broke early this month of Utah State University informing Anderson that they did have the intent to fire him, which is always news that people love to hear. I will say, and I've mentioned this the past couple times we've covered the story tonight, he must have had to have done something pretty invasive.
Well, he contacted both the girlfriend and the roommate of the player.
Right, and I don't know how deep he got with that investigation.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, he could have, I mean, I understand why, you know, if you're a coach, because you could have a vested interest in looking after your player.
So you could try to like have
so
a girl like
going,
be scared to
if
silence.
You're going after not going after, but if you are trying
pursuing.
To contact the girlfriend and roommate to get it to the bottom of it, but if they are looking at it as if, hey, this guy is reaching out perhaps aggressively or whatever,
to silence me somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand why that would be certainly be a problem there. This coming to the level of a firing, though, is there may be something
more
here that's
it.
More to it. And I think I've seen on X that Anderson's lawyers have, you know, made some public statements about their wrongful termination and things like that. But
yeah, so I'm sure
there's definitely lanes that, you should stay in and let the law enforcement do their job and all that. But
for sure. And I'm sure this isn't the last we're going to hear of this story. Didn't Art Briles try to do something like that at Baylor? Did he try to pay women to be silent over rape allegations?
Yeah, something like that. I think there was like a pretty significant cover up there, which of course is a reason why you would not want the head coach reaching out to alleged victims of domestic violence.
And if Art Briles' skill set wasn't good enough to keep him his job at Baylor, Blake Anderson certainly isn't good enough to keep his job at Utah State. All right, anyway, but that's neither here nor there. 6:45, getting another quick check of the roads and weather. Still got those backups in that same area I mentioned last time. Garden Street, traveling both east and west towards Palafox Street. And it is bleeding onto Palafox Street itself as you whether you're traveling northbound towards Gregory Street or southbound coming from Gregory approaching Garden, we do have some backups in that area there. Outside of that one splotch, though, there does not appear to be too much holding you up at this time.
All right. Thank you. Netflix. Alan, forgive me.
There's a high chance for rain as we head through the weekend. Look for that rain chance to be at least at 70%. And again, on Saturday morning, That's when showers are most likely. So as we head through the weekend, a lot of cloud cover in the skies and a chance for a shower or storm really to pop up at about any time. Now, with some sunshine, we'll see a high up around 90. Otherwise, temps will be held into the 80s and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Netflix is getting rid of its cheapest ad-free plan. It's the $11.99 a month one. It's being phased out. The company has already stopped accepting new signups. Users have been allowed to keep the plan for a time, but they'll soon have to choose another. The cheapest ad-free plan now costs $15.49. So Netflix is making bank, of course. Last year they did away with account sharing. They have invested in the NFL Christmas Day package. Now they are they're raising their bare minimum monthly price to $15.49. So they know people are going to pay it for at least some time, you know, to get the access to the NFL games.
Yeah, big money moves all around. And a German man seems to be cured of HIV, the seventh such case recorded. The man was treated with a stem cell transplant for acute myeloid leukemia in 2015. He's been in remission since at least 2018, and tests have shown zero signs of HIV in his body. The man, who wants to remain anonymous, said, quote, "A healthy person has many wishes. A sick person has only one." And the case will be presented next week at the 25th International AIDS Conference in Munich.
That's awesome. Prime Day, one for the record books. Adobe Analytics estimated customers spent $14.2 billion over the course of the two-day event. That's up 11% from last year. Some pop culture notes today. We've got a couple about Twisters, the new movie. It's creating a storm at the box office, Austin.
I see what you did there, my friend.
Deadline says the sequel to 1996's Twister raked in about $7 million from previews. Film stars Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar-Jones, expected to bring $50 to $60 million domestically, and it's already made nearly $13 million overseas.
And as you said, we got another headline about that. The soundtrack to a summer blockbuster and Childish Gambino's new album headline, this new Music Friday. Twister's the album is the soundtrack, of course, for the disaster flick. Feature songs from some of the biggest names in country. It's now out. Artists like Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, and Megan Maroney contributed songs to the album. And, of course, as we just hinted at, also out today is what Donald Glover has said will be the final album under his Childish Gambino name. Bando Stone in the New World also serves as the soundtrack to Glover's upcoming film of the same name. 6:49 here. We'll take one last quick break for not just this evening, but also this week. And when we return, one last rundown of your top three stories, traffic and weather, wacky weird stories, and some good news. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Laura and I really wanted something that was inviting. We didn't want the traditional stuffy jewelry store. We wanted it to be sort of coastal casual, sort of really inviting. A place that was fun, that people could come and enjoy and not feel like they were being pressured. And we were shocked when we were recognized as one of America's coolest stores in 2018. They said, you know, there's not a lot like this in the Southeast, much less Pensacola. And we're really proud of it. Come visit us at Beret Jewelers.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Saturday, I feel the park. I figure it was the 4th of July. Saturday,
not be a whole lot of park going if weather doesn't cooperate.
Right.
Thunderstorms in the forecast for the weekend. Alan with the latest in just a couple of minutes from now. But yes, it is the weekend for us here. Austin, big plans for you?
It's going to be celebrating my mom's birthday tomorrow and a lot of College Football 25 plan. I think I'm going to get my weekend plan started off this evening by zipping by a store and picking up a new headset.
Yeah.
But that was something I needed to do long before this new college football game came out.
Your new episode involving a fit of rage after throwing an interception.
Yeah, my episode. I just fly off the handle sometimes.
You may want to, just so you have it on standby, a backup controller.
Yes. Well, I need to get one of those as well. Because, I mean, I have one of my PS5 controllers is messing up, but it's to no fault of my own. It's just the D-pad is messed up. But that was not rage-induced, so.
Okay.
I'm getting better, one day at a time.
It's been a while since I've broken a controller, thankfully. I back in the PS4 days, I would...
Okay.
I would just, in my old apartment, because I had the PS4 back when I was in living in Iowa at the time.
Ooh.
And I remember breaking a lot of them playing NCAA 14. I would usually just sit on the floor in front of the TV, and then I would just take the handle and just smash it on the carpeting over and over again. But I've grown and matured a lot. Some would say not so much, but
wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, you said this was PS4?
Yeah.
Okay. So when was this, give or take? I mean, the PS4 came out in 2013.
Okay, so then it was PS3.
Okay.
But it was like 2014.
Okay, so 2014. All right. You this year you are 37, correct?
Yeah.
So you are you were 27 doing that stuff.
Yeah.
And you say, "Hey, listen, I've matured a lot." However, do we really know that? The game hasn't come out for 10 years. So
it's been a long time. I haven't broken any controllers. I'm sure probably the last year or two.
Your relapse is coming. I can
no,
guarantee.
No, not with. I don't want to scare Miha.
You just look at her. Don't watch Daddy. And yeah. Just demolish.
Now
the
there
controller.
Was some choice language.
Oh yeah,
that was being said while the wife and Miha were sleeping as I was playing last night. And I beg for your forgiveness. Looking here at our top three stories winding down for the week, the global cyber outage affected airlines, banks, computer systems around the world, triggered by a software update that went awry from CrowdStrike cybersecurity firm. The software update was causing Microsoft Windows to crash and display the blue screen of death. May we get some big news this weekend about the Biden campaign? NBC News reports that members of the Biden family have started discussions about a possible plan to exit the race for the White House. Of course, we talked about a report from Axios yesterday that said a decision could come in the next few days. Earlier this afternoon, though, President Biden, in a statement, said that he would be back out in the campaign trail next week. So we'll see. And of course, the Republican National Convention wrapping up last night in Milwaukee. Final check of the roads and weather for us here this week.
Well, let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some minor backups downtown on Garden Street at the intersection with Palafox Street. However, that does appear to be lessening, so hopefully that won't hold you up for much longer. And outside of that, it's been pretty smooth sailing for the last hour or so. So if you're dealing with any issues on the roads, they hopefully should not hold you up for too much longer.
There's a high chance for rain as we head through the weekend. Look for that rain chance to be at least at 70%. And again, on Saturday morning, that's when showers are most likely. So as we head through the weekend, a lot of cloud cover in the skies and a chance for a shower storm really to pop up at about any time. Now, with some sunshine, we'll see a high up around 90. Otherwise, temps will be held into the 80s and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you. Looking here at some of our wacky stories and good news around. A group of three teens in New Zealand were arrested after they broke into a race course in the middle of the afternoon during a time when police dogs were being trained there. That's strikes two and three. Yeah, they probably did not know that, of course. You would certainly hope so. Dog handlers were notified the place had been infiltrated, and they surrounded the building and moved slowly in until the kids were cornered. Mm. They were found on the third floor and arrested without incident. So let this be a lesson, kids. Just stay away from race courses when canine units are training there.
Or just don't break into somewhere at all. I would say that's also a good lesson, but especially the dog thing. Some good news here. A 14-year-old boy named Harold Teller launched Harold's Hoops for Hope, which has raised thousands of dollars for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's a nonprofit where they play basketball and do other different events to raise money and awareness. His mom says, quote, "It's all him. It's everything he envisions. He's an honor roll student, and he plays travel ball, and he finds time for this somehow." Even wowing his mother. That's awesome.
Yeah. Habitat for Humanity got a team of workers from Total Roofing and Construction in Illinois to get an Air Force veteran a new roof for his home. The vet, Bruce Suggs, has been struggling ever since his 11-year-old granddaughter, Genesis, was diagnosed with leukemia. But his leaky roof was fixed. Suggs got emotional when he talked about it because the job would have cost him around $20,000.
Oh, my goodness. And we, you know, touched earlier on the whole German man who was, you know, getting treated for HIV, and it seems like he's shown no symptoms of it recently. Yeah. Obviously, very thrilling news there. Well, researchers at Georgia State University have found that the antibodies in llamas, of all things, might hold the elusive cure for HIV. A treatment that could neutralize nearly all strains of the virus would be a game changer, of course, in the fight against HIV and AIDS. So I think it was something to do with stem cells that helped the German man. But this, I mean, this would be unbelievable if this were somehow achievable. Because, of course, I mean, HIV and AIDS has been a thing for obviously decades. But, I mean, even now they talk about how treatable it is. But, I mean, it's a lifelong illness in just about every case. So that would be unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely. And finally, some really good news. Michael Strahan's 19-year-old daughter, Isabella, is cancer-free. She made the announcement in a YouTube video titled Goodbye Hospital. Strahan announced in January that Isabella had been diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor last month, finishing her fourth and final round of chemotherapy. So that's awesome, awesome news there.
Oh, for sure.
It has been a week.
Yes, it has.
Stretching back to the weekend, of course, but we've been here every step of the way, of course. I want to shout out Andrew and Bobby doing good work in Milwaukee. Austin has had a very busy week working multiple shifts on the morning and afternoon side. So kudos to you as well. Get some well-deserved R&R, and hopefully your controllers and headsets stay safe, sir.
Yes. Well, and right back at you. I mean, we've talked about that interception problem that game has. So, yeah, best of luck to you, buddy.